Well, the acting director says that his agents, some of them fear that their families will be retaliated against, and that's why they are covering their faces, that they do wear markings for the agencies that they work with. How do you respond?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you that the masked men are not from Los Angeles. And so how their families could be retaliated against, and then what is that to say to local law enforcement, the Los Angeles Police Department, none of whom are ever masked, who always identify themselves and even hand someone a business card? So that makes absolutely no sense at all. And I don't know, but I have a hard time believing that the woman selling pineapples on the corner is going to attack an ICE agent. And then when he says that there's identification, the problem is many of these men are in plain clothes with vests on that say police. It looks like something that they could have gotten online. I think it's really important to point out the extreme nature of the randomness. And, you know, Holman has said, he's mentioned a number of criteria for why they stop people. One of the points of criteria is physical appearance. Los Angeles is 3.8 million people, and about 50% of our population is Latino. So I guess that means 50% of Los Angeles could be possible suspects in an immigration raid.
Tom Holman has said physical description cannot be the sole factor for reasonable suspicion, but things like location, occupation, physical appearance add up, particularly if a person runs away or if there's a tattoo or something. You don't seem to believe that.
Location, sitting at a bus stop, walking down the street, selling fruit. No, I do dispute that.